way too obvious.
Hey, TC.
Oh, God. Is this how we're going to start this thing? I liked it my way better.
Hey, TC.
God. Holy God. Hi, everybody. It's Trevor Crafts, and across the beautiful fruited plains of this country of ours.
Kirk Kohler, yes, representing the East Coast, New Jersey, New York City, something like that. Is it hot
Trevor
in here?
Crafts out here on the West Coast.
Is it hot in here?
It's hot in my room. I know it is.
Is it in your room? Are you living?
Well, I have a room. I have a room. I have a house. I have a place.
Are you
that
living
I live.
With? Are you living with your mom? Are you?
Yes. I'm still living with my mom.
Are you living with your grandmother?
Yes. Both of those. My mother and my grandmother live in the same house, and I'm apparently living with them, according to Kurt.
I just don't hear that much.
What? I'm still living with my mom. I'm 40 years old.
No. I'm saying, as an adult, I don't hear much the phrase, I'm in my room. I haven't heard that in a while.
I've been sent to my room, and that's where I go. You probably send your kid to his room.
I have.
Do you go to your room? Does your wife send you to your room?
No.
Kurt, go to your room.
I guess I kind of have a room. I call it an office. But I guess it is kind of a room.
I usually call it an office, too. I don't know why I called it a room. I just said it's hot in this cubic space that I have, that I'm currently residing in. It feels a bit temperature warm for me today.
But you called it my room.
I did. You're right. I did. I called it the room. All right. I called it the room.
You didn't call it the room. You said my room. I'm sorry. It just cracks me up. But I guess it makes sense because your birthday is coming up. And you're turning 12.
It's correct. I get my driver's license in tomorrow, actually. Had we been recording this tomorrow, I wouldn't be here. I would not, because I take it off on my birthday. I like to have some fun. I like to celebrate me. I'd like to celebrate the never-ending party that is my life. Excellent. In a very special way.
That's beautiful.
I think it's pretty beautiful. I don't know why more people don't do it. I think that should be a national holiday. That your birthday should be your own individual national holiday day.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, except that, wow, I mean, think of the administration costs associated with that.
I feel it's easier if I just don't.
So it sounds like what you're saying is, because you're turning 12, it sounds like what you're saying is in California you can drive when you're 12. Is that
correct?
Wow.
That is correct.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's a different kind of state out here.
It's
a little different from what you're used to.
It's the Republic of California, and you're right.
That's absolutely right. Bear flag rising, baby.
It's a little different. Speaking of California, I have to kind of get this off my chest. And I'm not sure if this is really about California or more about New Jersey, but I think it's maybe both, and that kind of ties nicely into this little podcast, right? I was at the California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I do. I've actually been to... I haven't been to a California Pizza Kitchen in California.
Right.
I've been to California Pizza Kitchen, or CPK, as they like to call it, in New Jersey and in the airports. That seems to be their main sort of areas of expertise, especially the airports.
And the grocery. They have them in the grocery.
Do they really?
Yeah, you can buy a California Pizza Kitchen, like,
barbecue
chicken.
Oh, in the freezer
chicken.
Section. Yeah. I thought you meant, like, there was a restaurant in the grocery store, which I thought was sort of a revolutionary idea. And they have Starbucks in grocery stores, but not California Pizza Kitchen.
No, not yet. That's coming. So
what did you do? You went recently to a California Pizza Kitchen?
I went to California Pizza Kitchen, right? Because my...
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like an adventure.
Well, my son likes the mac and cheese there. So we went there because my son was like, well, we were like, we can go somewhere that you want to go because it's your birthday. It was Friday before the day before his party. And we're like, why don't you pick where you want to go? And he wanted to go to California Pizza Kitchen because he wanted the mac and cheese. So we're like, okay. The place is totally packed and there's a 45-minute wait, but they're like, you can sit outside. And it's kind of cool, so there's nobody out there. So we're like, cool, let's sit outside. That's awesome. So we go and we sit outside. The waitress is awesome. She's very fast. You know, oh, I can tell you're in a hurry. You know, just she could read us. It was awesome. And so we ordered right away and the food comes out and we're eating. And I'm sitting there eating and I start to hear this like ringing noise, right? Like it's just like a phone ringing noise. Like somebody has a phone on speakerphone and it's just ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. So my first thought is, am I really hearing that? Right? Because
you have phantom sounds.
Because I have all kinds.
Because you have dementia. You have early onset dementia.
I have so many mental issues that I just always question.
It's almost incalculable.
I always question things first. So I question this. I'm like, am I hearing a phone ringing? So then
it's like a beautiful mind.
Right. So I'm sitting on one side of the table. My wife and child are on the other side of the table. And I'm like, can anybody hear a phone ring? And they just completely ignore me because
that's for the norm.
Because now I don't even know if I'm talking, right? They're just like doing something. They're playing like that little, they're playing one of the games on the kids menu. And I'm just like, is there a phone ringing? And I'm looking around and I'm feeling like a crazy person, but I just keep hearing this ringing over and over. And they have, you know, music. They have like some crappy outdoor seating music on, you know, kind of whatever. And
exactly.
Yeah, but it's like crappy R&B, you know, like just, nice. It's just like the worst.
Kenny G.
Drake, like the worst recording artist in history, Drake, probably. So I don't understand that guy at all, but we'll get to him later. So I'm sitting there and I hear this ringing and I look around. And so I notice there's a dude who's like in his, I don't know, early 60s. And he's standing outside of like a Lexus SUV, right? And he's pulled up on the curb and he's got his door open and his phone is ringing. And he's got it on speakerphone, like super loud, like through the, you know, through the car radio or whatever. It's just super loud. And it's just ringing. And he keeps looking in and craning his neck, looking in the California Pizza Kitchen. And I'm like, so I think like, well, what's up with this dude? Right. Like, what's he doing? Is he picking up his kid? Like what? I can't figure out what's going on here. Right.
Why is the phone interminably ringing?
Right. So it turns out they have this thing called curbside pickup. So it's
they have the Outback Steakhouse too.
Yeah, this is okay. I guess it's like a drive-through. It's not really a drive-through, but because
sort of
right. But the restaurant's in a mall. Okay.
Yeah, you call them up. You tell them their order, and then they come out and they like run out, and they're like, here's your stuff, Mr. Johnson." And then they give it to you, and then you pay them, and then you go. So you don't have to like go inside and like be around other humans.
Right. So apparently, if you're at the mall at Short Hills. And which is like an upscale mall.
Very trendy.
Because it's not called trendy. Well, it's not called the Short Hills Mall. It's called the Mall at Short Hills. So you know that's upscale, right? I mean, already. So, but apparently, if you're there in your Lexus, you're
important.
You can't problem solve, and you're incapable of like movement. So instead, you stand at the curb while your phone rings incessantly and bothers all the people outside for 10 minutes. And I'm not exaggerating. It was 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
The guy's got his phone on speaker
for 10 minutes with a ringing
sound. And it's just ringing and ringing. So obviously there's something wrong inside, but he is incapable of walking.
He can't do anything except crane.
Was he a cripple? Was he a cripple? Was he like a retard? What was wrong with him?
Really? You're going to do that on this podcast? You're going to bust out some crazy non-PC-ness?
Like that didn't happen on the last one?
He was just like an old dude.
Did you listen to our podcast last time?
I was too busy talking. He was perfectly mobile, but he's just craning his neck. So I have this thing where I can't, like I have to talk then.
Yeah, you can't hold it in.
So I
actually know that about you. There's no way that when something starts boiling in the cranium of Kurt Kohler, there's no way that somebody can turn that down to a low simmer.
Well, I try not to be too confrontational. So the first thing I do is my wife and my child are across the table ignoring me. And I'm like, do you hear the phone ringing? It's this guy over here. Do you believe this guy? And they just kind of look at me and then they go back to what they're doing because
they think that you have mental problems as per
the
norm.
Well, they know I have mental problems. So this is my life. Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, well, I can't talk to them about it. So I'm going to talk to this douche nozzle that's like standing over there. So I'm like, excuse me. Right. And now suddenly my wife notices I exist because she's like, oh, what's he doing now? Yeah. Right. But I'm like,
crazy man.
I'm like, excuse
4
me.
O'clock.
And he's like, he looks over and I'm like, is that your phone just like ringing? And he's like, yeah, do you believe they can't pick up the goddamn phone in there? Right. So I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, can you turn it down? Because seriously, like that's exactly what I said. And I know that that's sarcastic and it's not maybe totally clear, but he just started talking about how they couldn't answer the phone and whatever. It just right over his head. Like, and I'm like, can you turn it? And then I just said again, can you turn it down? And he just completely ignored me. So apparently it's
kind of like your wife and child.
Right. Well, they're also ignoring me at this point again, because they're like, oh God,
everybody in the area is now ignoring you. It's one of those like just quick looks and then they walk by swiftly.
That's exactly right. So it turns out the phones are down and he can't go in. So he's there for 10 minutes. The phone's ringing. And then finally, the waitress comes out to my table and I'm like, this guy here needs attention. So she's like, okay,
he needs some help for reals.
So she goes over to him and he goes, I've been waiting here for, I've been calling for 45 minutes and waiting here for 45, total lie. And I wanted to call him out on it, but whatever. I just let it go. And he's that like, 45 minutes and I can't do the thing. He ended up getting like money off his meal, all this stuff.
Nice.
So he got rewarded for being like this giant asshole. And that's how it happened.
Are you trying to intimate that that's like a California thing?
Yes.
Is that where you were going?
I was at California. I think I just figured it out.
You're like, California. Everybody must be like that. That's a New Jersey thing, brah.
No. I was at California Pizza Kitchen. So it's definitely California.
So what? It's like California Pizza Kitchen is now an actual annexed area of California. Like the soil belongs to California if it's a California Pizza Kitchen.
I don't know. Probably.
Is that true? I think you're lying.
I don't know how it works. I'm not a lawyer.
That's why I left New Jersey. It's because of conversations just like that.
Yeah, and you know, it's like I understand the bad customer service. Like I have my own thing with that, and you know, I mean,
oh,
whatever.
I can't stand customer service. It's so terrible.
Don't even get me started. But I mean, on the other hand, like this guy couldn't. I mean, he's parked at the curb, which is literally 12 feet from the door where there's somebody. You know what I mean? Like he can't just walk.
The amount of time that he waited there, like calling and calling and calling.
Yeah.
He could have just walked over.
Oh, he could have walked over like 100 times. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But he ended up getting money off. Like because he was like, I've been out here for so long. Aren't you going to do something for me? And the manager was pissed. But
they have to.
Yeah.
At that point in time, you know, it's like there were, unless, you know, there was a wonderful bystander that could have refuted his tale of woe, Kurt Kohler, who was silent at that point in time.
I know the
uncomfortably so.
I know the limits of what my wife will take when I'm in public.
Yeah.
And I'm having,
and I think they're low.
Through the history of our relationship, I have learned how far I can actually get into a confrontation in public. And it's, I probably could have gone a little further, but not much. And it just, I don't know. I just didn't want to do it. So yes, I let him get away with it, but it irked me the entire time. And I couldn't.
You actually are a very confrontational person.
It bothered me for like a whole day.
I'm sure it did.
It did. I need help. Clearly.
You have to like relive it in your, like, and then I could have said, hey, buddy, you know, you could like done, you like relive all those moments in your head again and again and again and again and again.
Something like that. And then, yeah. And then do you know what got it out of my head?
I'm fascinated to find out.
A day later, it was the day after my son's birthday. We had a birthday party and I had to play science teacher. I think I mentioned this. Did I mention this?
Oh yeah. You were going to do science stuff. You had like a science party. You were going to do like Mentos and Coke bottles and stuff like that. Last week we talked about that.
I have this thing. I grew up poor and so I don't like spending money on things. And that will kill me one day. I'm convinced. And that's what happened. It was like part of it was, well, let's do a party. Part of it was my son wanted to have a science party, which I've never heard of in my life, but I'm like, cool. But then to try to find somebody that could do it and then you have to pay them. And it's like, I know some science and I can do, so I know kids and I can do this, right? So I'll save money and I'll make it fun for the kids. I know all the kids that are over there and I'll make it fun and it'll be good. And that's one of the worst decisions I've ever made.
Because you screwed it all up or because you were around other people?
Let's put it this way. The party was at 11. AM, yes.
Was it a night party? Was it a rave? Was there meth there?
He wanted a rave.
It's amazing. At 9, he wanted a rave. That's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
And the fact that you gave it to him is even more frightening.
No. So.
How much ecstasy was there at that party? The kids can't take a whole lot.
We were doing chemistry in the basement, and so. Oh,
okay. So you made the ecstasy for sale later.
Absolutely. You got to teach the kids how to, you know, be self-sufficient. So.
That's just good business.
So I'm down there with eight boys between the ages of 8. And 11. And I don't know how teachers do it because halfway into I'm 45 minutes. All I had to do was 45 minutes, right? Just here's some stuff. One 45 minute set, like the equivalent of one class, right? And at the end of it, and I don't normally like drink or anything, especially during the day. But like at the end of it, I'm like, I need to have a drink. And I meant it. And I went and I had a drink, which is just, it's odd for me, but I could not, I couldn't continue. And then it took me a whole day to recover from that. So that's why.
What was it like? What was so bad? Like, what were you like antagonizing the kids or were they antagonizing you? What happened?
No, dude, they're kids, right? So, but I'm like, oh, I know these kids and they're fun, but there's some kind of exponential, and I should know this, there's some scientific principle, it's some kind of exponential energy like thing that happens when you take one boy and then you add a second boy and it's like, okay, they play a little bit, and then you add a third and it gets a little crazier. But then when you get eight, it's like some crazy 2^8 power, crazy exponential, like nightmare energy thing. Plus, I have, as you know, I restore arcade games. So I have arcade games in the basement that aren't plugged in and aren't on, but apparently they can't resist, right?
No, they got to touch. They got to make the touchy.
Yeah, it was, and some of them brought balloons down, so it was a little bit like a rave. And one had a Cat in the Hat hat, and another
frightening.
One, yeah, no, and I had a black light. I did have a black light down there, so I guess it was
a rave. It actually, that does classify it then as a rave.
It was kind of a rave. So I know now why I'm not a teacher. And I know now why my parents drank. So I learned a lot, actually.
Were you like yelling at the kids?
I didn't yell at the kids, but halfway through the set, my wife, I'm talking about my wife a lot, but she was involved a lot in my life during the last week. She came down and she said, Kurt, you can't discipline other people's kids during a birthday party.
So you were like, you were yelling at your son's guests.
I wasn't yelling, but I said there was a kid, that was like turning the lights on and off. And I was like, don't do that. And then he did it again to test me. And I'm like, if you do that again, you're going upstairs for the rest of this. And then he just kind of looked at me and then it was like, cool. And like, if it was, cause it's all men and it was all boys. Right. So it's me. And I'm like, it's like, there's some kind of crazy alpha male thing playing out. Right. But I'm like, I will make you do that. And he looked at me and then he stopped and he was going to be good. But then I think, you know what I mean? It's just like, that's not,
don't make me turn the fire hose on you.
It's not cool or whatever to maybe discipline the kids during a party. So, but I think they had fun. I think they had fun and, whatever, but it,
no, I mean, I used to years ago, I used to produce elements for very, very large bar mitzvahs.
Okay.
So like huge $800,000 bar mitzvahs. Shocking. I know, it was kind of sickening. And we did this one bar mitzvah at Gotham Hall in New York, and we did these haunted picture frames. And so like the kids would go up and the picture frames would talk to them. And we had like an actor off stage that could like hear everything and see everything. He would like react and stuff.
So it was a Halloween like bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Originally it was like a haunted house theme. And then it turned into like a circus theme, but we'd already made the haunted house elements. So then it became like haunted house in a, because then it was like really too frightening for these kids or whatever.
Right,
so
right.
And like you said, it's something when you multiply young people together, children together, not preebies, but postborn children,
right,
and you put them all together, then it creates some kind of psychosis in their heads. And these kids were like, I mean, they're all hopped up on like sugar because there's like ice cream bars and candy everywhere, and I mean, it's New York and they're 11, so they're probably already coke addicts, but they just went
probably
or meth. They just went at this they were like screaming profanities, like gangster rap profanities at this haunted picture that didn't do anything. It was just like we had like the actor quit.
It's like, I'm leaving. That's it. I can't take it.
I'm not kidding. He quit. The guy was like, I won't stand for this kind of abuse. And he left. He turned off the mic and he left. He put it down on the counter and he like walked out, literally walked out.
So awesome.
It's like a bunch of rich kids and they're all hopped up on sugar and they.
But he left and he drank.
Correct. Like, just like you.
Yes, that's just right. Like you. I know now. I know what he did.
He had a Captain and Coke and that's about right. Six of them. And then he felt better.
That's right. So I'm never going to do that again. And I'm going to follow my I grew up poor, so I don't want to ever spend money. But at the same time, I believe that you should spend money to get people to do things that they're good at and only do the things you're good at because you'll do better in life. It's a conflict. And I'm not going to get into it because I get
I have
into,
no idea what you just said.
Yeah, right now. But
I have no clue what you said right now.
It's the way it is. So,
but you're going, I mean, I'm going away for my, we were talking about my birthday before. I'm going away for my birthday. What are you doing for the weekend?
You're going away for your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going up the road. Like, I'm not going to stay in my room I'm not going to stay in my room again this year for my birthday. I refuse. You can't make me.
Are you doing anything fun? Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of fun.
You're going to like Disney or something?
I am actually.
Oh, you are?
I'm actually going to Disney.
I actually just totally made that up. Really? You're totally going. Really?
Staying there at night, and I'm going to hide in the park right underneath the Snow White statue, and I'm going to dream a little dream.
Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
I'm going to something similar but different. We're flying. We're going to Texas.
Okay.
But not just Texas. We're going to Dallas.
You decided to fly to Texas today.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Dallas. We're going to the Texas State Fair.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess.
I've been there.
It's just like,
are you going to get some fried food? They fry everything. In Texas, they fry everything. But at the Texas State Fair, it's like a sport. It's like, what else can we fry this year?
I think that's it. I think that's like the trendy, like.
I've had fried butter.
Really?
It's like you know what a churro is? Like a Mexican stick. It's like a sugar stick. It's a Mexican stick.
It's a Mexican stick. Have you ever had a Mexican stick?
Yeah. You've had a Mexican stick. Everybody's had a Mexican stick.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, actually.
Was that a drink of Captain and Coke?
It was, actually. I wouldn't describe that as a Mexican stick.
What, a churro?
Yeah.
You know, it's like the sugar. It's like a pastry thing. It's like it's like a extruded, deep-fried dough cylinder that has sugar on it.
Right.
So fried butter is basically they take the same idea, except it's bigger, and they stick like a half a stick of butter down the middle of it, and then they deep-fry the whole thing. So the butter kind of melts into the churro and looks like what your arteries will look like after the fact.
So it's not really deep-fried butter. It's just...
No, it's really like a really overly buttered, fat churro.
That sounds good.
Churro.
That sounds good. My cholesterol's high, so I'm gonna have to...
Just thinking about that. So stay away from the deep-fried frog's legs, deep-fried Oreos, deep-fried Klondike bars, deep-fried everything.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
Are you going? You're just going there to the state fair? You're just like, I want to go to the state fair today in Texas.
Yeah, that's...
New Jersey does have a state fair. Like, there are closer state fairs to home.
There's also county fairs that are even closer. But no, I'm we have family there or something like that.
I'm not sure if we have family or not down there, but we'll go and we'll take a look. We'll search Texas because it's such a small place.
Yeah, I got somebody's there and somebody whatever. We're going and that's what we're gonna do because there's kids and you know it'll be fun. And, you know, we're going for 4 days and then the only plan is like the Texas State Fair. I hope that doesn't mean that we're going to the Texas State Fair for 4 days.
You could though. It's huge.
Is it? But it's
the biggest state fair in the United States.
Oh, it is? But what's there? Yeah. Like cattle roping or like... Yeah. Right, but like any animal plus thing, monster truck. Yeah, none of that really...
Pig races.
Yeah, you're saying...
Pig races.
Greased
haunted houses.
Pig races, yeah, that sounds great.
Roller coasters. Musical acts, bands. A big gigantic guy in the front, like a huge statue of the Texas man.
Yeah.
Put a big hat on.
I'm going to try to have a good time.
I don't even know what your good time is.
My good time is that I'm going to be taking legal amphetamines starting tomorrow, and I'm going to the Texas State Fair, so that should be fun.
And I thought it was me.
No, it's not you. So
no, I thought I was your good time.
Oh, you are. You're a good time, but it's too late. You're not like legal amphetamines.
Nope, you're dead to me. Too late.
So
I'm not as good as legal amphetamines now. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Legal subsidized amphetamine. What could be better?
Just don't go down. Look, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Don't like take your kid down to like see the border of Texas. Like, hey, let's go down and look at the wall because it's not good down there.
Yeah, there's a wall now.
Well, there's a wall. There's like murders all the time. Like every minute, there's like another five people that have died.
That sounds great. Yeah, let's do that as a family outing. Yeah, let's go see the murder. Let's go see the murdering wall.
Don't go on a boat. That's my like. If you go like that's
don't
number
go on a
one.
Boat?
Because there's pirates now.
Dude, what are you talking about, dude? In Texas, Texas is a landlocked. Or no, no I guess no, there's no, a no. Gulf.
Like there's a lake. There's a lake that borders down in Texas. You heard about this? There's a lake in Texas that borders Mexico. And this couple were like jet skiing. They were having fun. They were having a good time, and they were, you know, on their jet skis and, you know, around the bend or whatever, this boat come out, you know, Mexican pirates.
On a lake.
On a lake.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
I mean, I don't think there's theme songs like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't.
But
I
listen to what you're saying. Mexican pirates on a lake.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'll believe.
I mean, pirates are on water. It's not like land pirates or, and then they don't, you know, have like, I mean, maybe some of them have eye patches. I don't know. There's bad hygiene.
Pond pirates up at the Canadian border in Minnesota. I mean, come on. What are you talking about?
I think so. That's a different kind of thing.
Okay.
No, but they killed, they, you know, pirates are no joke now. It's not like they're fun anymore. It's not like Jack Sparrow.
No, they're not like R. They're more like with like some kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly. I like that AK-47 noise. Because that's exactly what happened to this guy. He, like, they pulled out their guns and shot him with an AK-47 and killed him.
And they're slobs too, right? Pirates used to be, they used to wear all that crap, you know, all the dangly crap. Which,
oh, now they're all like, it's all.
It's just like a t-shirt and shorts, and they have an automatic.
They have really let themselves go. The pirates have really let themselves go.
And they just.
Used to be like all dashing, and there was all these sashes that they used to wear. I mean, you know, belt sashes.
They had all that fluffy shirt shit, right?
Yeah, there was these lovely shirts, and there was like a head bandana that they used to wear. Right. There was a lot of jewelry. There's a lot of gold. There's some pearls. But. No, now they just want to kill you. Now they're just like any other murderer, like crazy nut on the street. So the Mexicans have been investigating this killing because it's a U.S. citizen that's gotten killed, right? Mm-hmm. And yesterday.
So we nuked him or something? Did we send in like?
No.
Did we start a third war? Like, well, it's kind of a third war. It's the war on drugs, right?
I mean, it's always been there, but it's not doing anything. The Mexican army, you know, they get up in the morning, they say, you know, buenos dias or whatever, and they walk around and they, you know, they go to their gate and they open it up and they see this suitcase.
Right.
And they open the suitcase and there's a head in it. It's a human head. And it is the head investigator that's in charge of.
Oh, that's like a pun. It's the head of the head investigator. It's the head of the head investigator.
Oh, man, you're terrible.
I know, I'm joking about it. I'm sorry.
Bad.
I'm joking about this. It's horrible.
Out for doing some nonsense about the cripples and the retards. That's not even cool.
No. Well, none of it's cool. I mean, we're just.
So yeah. Rolando Armando Flores Viejas, or Villegas, I think.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway.
Head in a bag. Yeah, that's not good.
It's like a suitcase. It's like, what's going on? It's like, it's like crazy killing people.
That's a bad day.
Armageddon down there.
That is a bad day.
It's a bad day. You wake up with your head in a bag. That's not good. I mean, it's like a suitcase. At least it's a suitcase. It's not like a duffel bag or something.
Yeah, because then you'd think of that movie, right? What's the movie? 11 heads in a duffel bag or whatever.
It's in a duffel bag.
Oh, God.
How are you like, I said severed head, and then you said duffel bag, and you're like, what was the name of that movie? Right. How could you not remember 8 heads in a duffel bag?
Yeah, because it's not memorable.
Because the movie was not memorable.
I saw like 10 minutes of it or something, and I was just like, what is this? I couldn't even deal. Yeah, so I didn't hear about that. I don't have the TV, and I guess the internet, like, I don't.
Yeah, the internet doesn't have any information on it, so it's probably easy for you to miss that stuff.
I have a love-hate with the internet.
I think you have a hate-hate with pretty much everything.
No, I definitely have a love-hate with the internet, because I and I don't want to sound like Al Gore, but I helped build the internet, right?
You made it.
I'm not claiming that I invented it, but I did help, like from an early time, I did consult with a number of companies and build a number of big, you know, things that turned into stuff. And I invented some technology and I mentioned in some patents and, you know, like that.
Oh, yawn.
I know, I'm talking about me. You only want to talk about you, California. But I don't like what it's become. I don't know. And part of it, that might be just be like, I'm in at the beginning and it's cool. And then now it's all popular and I don't like it. Kind of like, you know, like, oh, Nine Inch Nails or whatever, right? Like, or whatever, you know, you're into it in the beginning.
Yeah, they're very
and then,
current right now, Nine Inch Nails.
No, I'm just saying like, I was into them in the beginning.
Right,
and then
you're on the pulse, Kurt. You're
and then
right
by
on
the time,
you're right on the finger of America.
No, like anything, like, you know, you're into like, you know, whatever band it is. And then when they get popular, you're like, oh yeah, I was into them before they sold out and, you know, all of that. I mean, it could be partly that, like the internet sold out or whatever,
I think that's a bit.
Well, I don't like what it's becoming, because it's becoming this crazy like thing. Like okay, so last week you brought up, but I brought up
in last week's episode,
I brought up what you were going to bring up, which was the preebies.
Oh yeah, the preebies and the when the kids are so young, and there's like 80% of them are already online below the age of two. They have pictures and they have photos and they have Facebook pages. And
yeah. So you, so, okay. So that was you, you brought that up. Not what
I
you
did bring that
tried
up.
To bring it up. I brought it up, but okay. So
whatever.
So now, okay. So that's cool. Like, okay. But I was like, whatever, like, you know, whatever. It's just information and you know, what could possibly happen. So I'm on the internet, cause I work on the, were you ever on the internet? Whatever. I'm constantly connected to this thing, but I come across this thing where, so it turns out that, Facebook and the Twitter and the Flickr and the YouTube and the LinkedIn and the blogs and all that shit. Right. So like you said, people are constantly throwing stuff out there without thinking twice about what might happen. Right. So now there's this company that, what they do is they provide like a report on you that's not what you say but what you are, right? So they're claiming that they can predict sort of what you're going to do in the future. So
what?
Yeah, no, really. So, well, if you think about it, everything that you do related to a job, like if I hire you, right?
Right.
I'm trying to predict.
But you won't.
I would never hire you. But let's say that I hired you. Let's say that I was
that was my first job ever.
Let's say that I was going to hire you, right? So you would send me a resume, and you would have references, and you would have a body of work or whatever, you know, depending on what you're trying to get. And I would look at it all, and what I would really be doing, if you really think about it, I'd be trying to predict your future behavior. I would say, this guy is going to come to work for me, and he's going to be awesome. And he's going to do a good job, and he's going to inspire right. other people. He's going to do stuff. You're kind of trying to predict the future a little bit, right? And in hiring, there are things like personality tests. Have you ever had a personality test at a job?
Well, I've never had a real job. I've never been employed by anybody. So, like, I've never worked for, like, McDonald's or Walmart or, like, the CarMax or any. I'm basically unemployed.
McDonald's or Walmart or CarMax.
Well, or another fine institution like Target or
no,
U.S.
I
government
like CarMax.
Or
I like CarMax.
CarMax, why not? I'll throw anything out. Gateway, whatever.
I just love Walmart. Anyway,
McDonald's and CarMax, of the Walmart McDonald's Carfax company of companies.
So some places will give you a personality test, right? And so what they'll do is they'll give you like it's a series of questions and you answer them and you're basically, they're trying to figure out if you'll steal money out of the till, right? So they're like, would you ever steal money out of the till? If Bob couldn't eat, would you steal money out of the till to give it to Bob? And, you know, so they give you like 1,000 different variations of these questions and different ways to try to trick you and whatever. And then from that, in theory,
I think that's really what it is. They're trying to trick you.
Well, they're trying to get you to answer truthfully, even if you think you can lie to the test, right? So there's like a couple levels there. But then in the end, they're trying to predict how you would behave as an employee. They're trying to predict how you would behave, right? That's really what all of that is. They're trying to predict the future.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay.
I believe you. I got it.
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's what they're trying to do. That's what you try.
I'm with you. Thus far, I'm with you.
You've hired people. You try to predict.
Land the plane.
Okay. So this company... has this thing, the company is called Social Intelligence. So already it's like, right?
That's very frightening already.
Right. So what they do is they go through and say, I'm going to hire Trevor Crafts. So I call these guys up and I say, hey, we have an account with you. And I have this guy, Trevor Crafts, and he sent me his resume, but I'd like to know what he's really about. So they go out and they scour the interwebs for information about you. And they develop a report on the real you, not the you, the resume you and the, you know, all the bullshit interview you, but the real you. So they can't consider race, religion, age, or sexual orientation because that's illegal, but they consider everything else, right?
Drunken pictures, A-okay.
Drunken pictures, A-okay. So here's what they come back with. So they have like different topics that they sort of grade you on. One is poor judgment, right? One is
they should not look at your blog.
One is drugs and drug lingo.
They should not look at your Facebook page.
Right. One is demonstrating potentially violent behavior.
They should not interview you in person.
Right. And they go out and they look around for all this different stuff, like any unguarded thing that you ever do on the interwebs, which obviously never goes away. They put it all together and they create a report for you. So. They will give that to you. And also, if you have somebody, if Trevor Crafts already works for me, I can give them your information and they can continue to monitor you while you work for me. And then send me a report if you ever, like, say you have a bad customer service experience. Have you ever had one of those?
Only with you.
Say you have a blog and you blog about your bad customer service experience, which some people do, right? So you go on there and say, this person was so stupid. They were reading from a script. They were doing this. They made me so angry I wanted to punch them in the throat. Oh, okay. Now you're on this list for potentially violent behavior. Your boss
potential
gets a
throat puncher.
Right. Your boss gets a note and suddenly they're trying to find a way to fire you. Not cool, right? Not good, right?
My concern is that I have likes, you know, things I like on Facebook.
Right.
I don't do a lot of Facebook, but it's like I like LOL cats. I like iKen has cheeseburgers. What does that say about me? Oh. Is that going to get me fired because I like iKen has cheeseburgers?
But this is like a new, so I'm thinking, okay, well, this is a new thing. And, you know, maybe this won't catch on or maybe, you know,
I think it will.
Well, but it's some like little.
I think it's frighteningly going to catch on.
But it's some like little startup in like Cambridge, Massachusetts. And you're thinking, okay, well, what could happen? It's like maybe they'll get popular and people will use their service. Maybe not. But they're just like this little place. So I'm like digging around. So there's another place in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right? And it's funded by Google. Have you heard of Google?
It's like a light chicken gravy.
Right.
That you put on Mexican.
And it's also, that's right, a Mexican stick gravy. And,
gravy.
But it's also funded by the CIA. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, the CIA.
Yeah.
Oh, me and the CIA go way back. I can tell you stories.
Google and the CIA, your tax dollars, are funding this thing called Recorded Future. Okay. So I'm like, well, what's that? That sounds creepy and sci-fi like, right? I mean, that's
it
like,
is.
What could happen?
It does sound frightening.
So I read about it. It's a temporal analytics engine.
So they deal with time travel.
They claim that they can predict future events and activities by companies or people. So in theory, they can predict what a company might do, decisions they might make, or what people might do and decisions they might make. So they have some proprietary Google-based, you know, crazy analytics nightmare future prison planet software, right? That goes through the interwebs, looks for you, and then they go, okay. And so the one thing that they demonstrated is that they use this in their own company, Google does, and they can accurately predict which of its employees are going to quit. So they're like, okay, we know that in the next, and with some crazy 90% plus accuracy, they can predict when people are going to quit. Is that creepy? Is it just me?
I think that's very creepy. I think that's actually very frightening because, you know, unfortunately, as per the norm, nobody ever stops at one.
Right.
You know, nobody ever stops in one. It's like, oh, look, I'm mining this gold vein. And oh, okay, that's fine. I'm happy and I don't need to worry about any more gold. I'm good. I'm all set. I can make a new tooth for myself. And, you know, it's like, oh, there's more down there. And that's the problem. I think it, and especially when you have two really, you know, two organizations, I think, that really are very honest and very forthright with all of their, you know, dealings with the public. Like Google and the CIA.
Right.
I think we're in a dangerous zone.
Oh, you think that's bad? No, no. What could happen? I mean, they.
What could possibly occur when Google's working on a temporal searching software with the CIA?
Yeah, what could happen? You post, you know, this customer service experience. I wanted to punch this person in the throat, and you just never hired again as long as you live. You're just unable to make a living after that because they've decided.
CIA is such a friendly group anyway.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously. Yeah.
CIA.
Right.
You know, it's like they have these little jingles, and it's a kindler, gentler CIA.
But it's all that, it's a gray area, right? It's not like gender and sexual preference and all that stuff. This is like, oh, we think that one day he's, like, without you knowing, they're scouring the internet, and then they decide, oh, one day Trevor might do something really creepy at work, like threaten somebody. So instead of... you know, having like a normal, you know, way that you would deal with somebody who actually threatens somebody, you just decide, well, I'm not going to promote that person.
It's like Minority Report.
It's a lot like Minority Report.
It's like you're going to murder somebody in the next 10 minutes, so we're going to arrest you.
It's a little bit like that, except it's not, it's like the HR version of that, right?
It's the Dilbert version of Minority Report.
Yeah. So that, okay, so So I apologize. I rarely apologize to anybody, but I'm apologizing to you because I know that, like, you said that stuff, and then last week afterwards, I was like, "You're what are you talking about? Like, what big deal? People upload photos, and you're crazy." But like,
I'm not crazy.
Holy shit!
Kurt, I'm crazy like you read about.
Oh, but you know what? Google does know evil, so we're cool. All right,
no, we're good.
What could happen?
No, we're good. Yeah. Ask the shareholders. We're good.
Yeah, that's the key. You just have to be a shareholder.
But I mean, isn't that true though? Of like a lot of things right now, it's like. We're giving up a lot of, I mean, it's frightening, right? We're like, we're all like in a big, you know, sort of fear zone. We're like, everybody's afraid of everything. So everybody's giving up things so that they don't have to, you know, think about being afraid anymore. I suppose like confronting things.
This is my biggest, this is my thing right now. And this is why I think this is why I'm having like mental issues at 42. Like I said,
this is why.
Unlike Al Gore, I only helped build the internet, but I worked at a number of different places that did a lot of like profiling of people and trying to decide like, you know, stuff about people. And, you know, a lot of it's for advertising and things like that. And
you worked at CarMax then.
I did not work at CarMax, but I've worked at a number of places that do, you know, advertising systems and things like that. And I've consulted at a number of them around and helped with things like scaling, but also helped with some of the algorithmic stuff to decide like what to show people based on how you profile them. And I've actually done work on that. And now I feel like it's like a bad feeling. Do you know what I mean?
Contributed
like
contributed to the downfall of American society.
Yeah, maybe.
You bastard.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do with that. I got to figure that out, but
I think that's something for the shrink. You can lay off mom for a couple of weeks and go right to,
I don't have a shrink. Should I get a shrink?
You might be a good idea. You might want to look into that.
Do you have
you
a shrink?
You might want to look into that. Do I? I did at one point in time. Yeah. I don't need more. I mean, I think a lot of people are afraid, though. Right now, I think a lot of people are afraid. I think people are afraid mostly because of you. I think that's part of it.
Well, of course.
Some people are afraid that we're going to do a third podcast. You know, it's a lot of people are afraid about a lot of things.
And that's a good gut instinct, and you should.
That is. That's the right way to go. I'm afraid of the packaging that all electronics are wrapped in right now. The plastic, like that hard, like urethane pre-molded plastic that's like soldered along the edge, need like an arc welder to cut it open.
What the fuck are you talking about, dude? What are you?
I cut my finger the other, like I was opening up for this very podcast.
Are you talking about like that clamshell shit? Like that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like I was opening the, I got some new headphones for today for our little podcast today, and I'm trying to open it, and I like
go to the ER.
I cut myself with the goddamn plastic packaging. How does it need to be like that?
Oh, I don't know, but I.
What is it even made of? Does it ever go anywhere? I mean, that stuff must last forever. If regular plastic lasts, like a plastic bag that you get at the grocery store lasts for 10,000 years, this stuff will be here until the sun supernovas.
Or until they mine the. They're going to mine.
Yeah, they're going to turn. Yeah, exactly. Future alien civilizations that have taken us over are going to come and they're going to mine. Oh, look, plastic clamshell packages.
Yeah, it's like energy and then they can burn.
That was the alien language.
No, we're going to do that in the future. Like, with our society will fail. The next one will come up and they'll, like, you know how we, like, dug down and we found, like, oil and shit? We're going to use all that and the coal. And they're going to.
Use our skeletal remains.
Right, but they're going to dig down. No, and they're going to find, like, clamshell packaging and they're going to be like, oh, we can burn this for fuel. Because it's made of petroleum.
We have that now. It's called thermal depolymerization.
Right. But I'm saying is we'll die.
Use
out.
It more.
We'll die out before that. I'm a
big fan of thermal depolymerization. Everybody that's listening, let's go more of that.
I cut myself on a job that I did for you.
Did you?
Yeah, with the clamshell packaging. I went to.
That's right. It's exactly my point. It's bad. It's dangerous. If we want to be afraid of something, people, let's be afraid of clamshell electronic packaging.
That stuff is horrible. I went to we were doing something in that park. What park? Bryant Park, right? In New York. And I needed a USB stick and I ran down.
Yeah, that's right.
To,
you opened it up and you sliced your finger.
And I couldn't get it open and I was out on the street and I'm like trying to get it open by the trash can.
You feel like somebody that is retard.
Dude, homeless people were making fun of me. They were.
They do that anyway. That's not a new thing.
And I'm trying to open this thing, and I ended up, finally, I got a finger in there, and then I ended up, yeah. I was bleeding.
And then you cut the tip of your finger off.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Basically, I mean, that's how it happened. You know it's bad when you have, like, on TV, as sold in TV, you know, one of those things where it's like, the zipper nibbler, and it like cuts around. It's like an electronic, it's electric can opener device for clamshell cases.
Yeah, it's just money. They just, you know, it's like people steal stuff, and they come in with knives and they cut the packaging, so it has to even like be able to sustain like knife cuts. So even if you just, you know,
who's doing this? Where are people cutting things open? Who's bringing knives into Best Buy and Fry's?
Yeah, no, I mean, people bring them in and they try to quick slice the package and take it. And so then they've had to make these packages all complicated.
Is that like a term, a quick slice?
A quick slice, yeah. You got a quick slice.
Do a quick slice on this.
Yeah, they got to quick slice the package and then they want to take the USB stick out. It's a tiny little thing, right? So they have to like hide it in there behind like 50 different layers and make it so you cut yourself, so that it's like the dye packs on money when you rob the bank and they blow up and then they can go, oh, you have this dye on you. It's like that. They just look for the guy that's bleeding. And they're like, you're the one that stole the
those were good times. Remember that dye pack? God, those were good times.
Dye pack. So yeah, I understand that. And I'm not going to buy anything ever again.
I think that's probably best.
I think that's the solution to that.
I think that's best.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. Is there a big public outcry against the electronic plastic packaging?
Not sometimes. I mean, I think you hear it every now and again, but I, you know, if like the president was going to cut himself, I'm sure it'd be like, oh, plastic packaging, and it's not good. But I don't think that that's happening right now. There was a public outcry actually not too long ago about another thing that kind of people are into, the Gap. Have you heard of the Gap?
They were like that was the company in the 90s that had like the, they brought like that style of dancing into fashion.
The swing dancing, yeah.
That's the Gap, right?
So, yeah, that's the Gap. They have like three stores still open.
It's like,
yeah.
Missy Elliott and Madonna. Was that the Gap?
Yeah. That's the stuff.
Okay.
So they spent a lot of money. Like, I'm sure they like hired Ogilvy Mather or like, you know, Klein Davis or some big ass, you know, advertising agency. And they paid them an enormous amount of money. Just an absolutely huge sum, I'm sure, like $1 million to develop a new branding strategy for them. And they just turned out the worst piece of crap ever. Just absolutely rubbish. And so it is just the worst thing that anybody has ever seen. So
I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, look at it now. It's terrible. It looks like Microsoft did it. So they went online and they showed it to everybody. And so they went on and everybody's like, this thing is a piece of shit. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's...
It's horrible, right? Like, everybody out there, just look up new Gap logo.
Is this it? Like, it's like the
little square on it, with the little square next to it.
Wow.
It's so terrible. It looks like a PowerPoint template did it.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's so awful.
So basically, everybody freaked out.
Is the old logo good, though? No.
And the old logo is just like the blue square with the Gap letters. And it's not terrible. So everybody freaked out online. They're like, this thing is terrible. It's the worst piece of crap we've ever seen. And so they changed it back.
No,
which I think is kind of interesting.
You know what they should have done?
I'm afraid to ask you.
Comic Sans.
Comic Sans!
Yeah.
Or they could have done like Trajan, the movie font. Like every movie poster is Trajan.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're, that's okay. You're too specialized. Everybody knows Comic Sans.
But... You're too specialized. You're over there talking about like internet profiling and how you like helped to build the interweb.
Dude, everybody uses Google, so everybody knows Google. Nobody knows Treasure.
Everybody knows your work. Is that what you're saying?
No, yeah, everybody. Yes, my work is consumed by. No, but nobody knows Treasurama or whatever the hell you just said. What did you just say?
Trajan.
Trajan.
It's the movie font. Look it up, and you'll see it. There's a good little bit
on.
Somebody did a good little bit on that.
It sounds French, and I'm American, and I'm not even.
Freedom fries.
Not even gonna look it up.
God.
Speaking of American, can I just tell a quick story about something I read that I thought was very amusing? There's some dude in, like, I don't know, Kansas or, you know, somewhere, a cop. He's a cop, right? And I read about this recently. And he had, like, ammo, like, in his house. And he called the police station and he's like, I just need to let you guys know, like, all this ammo that is normally in my house is not here. It's been stolen. Like gas cylinders, you know, like nerve gas and just, you know, ammo for big guns or whatever. And he was like, I don't know what happened, but it's stolen. It's gone, right? And then he hangs up the phone, and then, like, you know, an hour and a half later, he calls back, and he goes, oh, you know, I found it. No problem. My kid had it out in the fort in the yard. Just, he took it out there. He was out in the fort he had it all out there. But, you know, I got it back, and, you know, so it's all cool. And this, I saw this run as like a quirky, funny story, you know, on Associated Press or whatever. It's like, oh, funny, you know, the cop loses all the ammo and the kid has it in the fort. Ah, ha, ha. No outcry, nothing. It's just like, he basically had a compound out in the yard with like a stockpile of like weaponry.
Where was this?
I don't even know. I think it was like, you know, Kansas or, you know,
one of those middle states. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just like it was more of a like, you know, small townish type of thing, but still, I mean, it's like a kid. The kid was like 11 or, you know, 12, and he had taken
That's
all
what I was playing with at 11, nerve gas,
nerve gas and large caliber, like, you know, ammunition. And I think there was like, it was just all the standard, you know, police sort of, you know, what police carry now, which is also,
yeah, I mean, like a hammer and a nail and a vise, you know, and you just tap the end of the percussion cap. And yeah, it sounds like a normal Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So, I mean, and there was
nerve gas. He had nerve gas. Or are you just saying that?
No. He had,
is that legal to have nerve gas? Even if you're a police officer, are you allowed to have nerve gas?
Apparently.
In this day and age of nanny state and everybody's got to be protected from themselves because they can't do anything?
It was in Minnesota, it turns out. So, yeah, police chief in a central Minnesota town who reported ammunition and stun grenades missing found them in his children's backyard fort. He reported the items missing Friday from his home. Beside the stun grenades and loaded magazines for a Glock 9mm handgun and an AR-15 rifle, the missing arsenal included gas grenades, gas shotgun rounds, a police radio, and a pair of night vision goggles.
But that's not nerve gas. It's probably just like tear gas. I mean, nerve gas will kill you.
Okay, I used the wrong word in front of gas. The dude had gas grenades in his fort.
Point is, gas.
In his fort. And he was probably showing it to other kids or whatever. And the guy...
Is it like a tree fort or like a fort?
It's like a backyard fort, you know? Like, you had a backyard fort, right?
And I didn't have a backyard fort.
Well, you grew up in New York.
I did. I grew up on Long Island.
Oh, well, you had a yard in Long Island.
With intellectuals as parents. I didn't have a backyard fort.
Sorry, man. It's fun to have a backyard fort, but apparently...
Maybe I should make one now.
This guy had a lot of fun because his dad was the police chief, and...
Obviously, and he had access to stun grenades.
And it wasn't
I
just...
I tried to make fireworks when I was a kid.
He wasn't just a cop. He was the police chief. And it's like...
Right. I mean, that's
like,
the brilliant part. There's no way this kid is going anywhere, because not only is his dad part of the police force, he's the chief of the police force, so basically he gets, you know, for stealing, you know, a felony amount of, you know... weapons and ammunition, he's good, he's fine,
he's, yeah, and
he doesn't,
no,
get dessert. He doesn't get an apple turnover,
right? And there's been no, you know, there's been nothing. I mean, it's just like it's running as like a quirky, funny story.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I guess
it is, though. I mean, it's like, if you think about it, if you think about that kid having access to that kind of firepower.
Right,
it's like Commando.
Right, but my point is
Schwarzenegger.
But my point
is, pushes a button and the whole thing opens up, and it's like, oh, I'll take the bazooka and the 9mm and, you know, the phased plasma rifle in the 90-watt range. You know, it's that kind of, it's too much.
If I did that,
if you had one of those items, especially in your neighborhood, they would lynch you.
They
would hang you by your testes.
The night vision goggles might fly, but nothing else. I mean, certainly gas grenades.
Oh. You wouldn't be able to get away with a grenade launcher.
Okay, so anyway, that was my little... I was
good story.
Feeling nostalgic for Minnesota, so I thought I'd tell it.
Good story.
Yeah.
Well, here it is, another podcast. We wrapped it up. It's done.
It's done.
Another week. Number two.
Yeah.
We'll see if there's a number three. If we get arrested in that period of time, then...
Yep, we are so going to get investigated.
I think we are. I think this is probably... enjoy it, fans, all 13 of you. This may be the last podcast that Uncomfortable Silence ever does.
Yeah, I think it's... I think
the next time it may be from San Quentin, but...
Definitely going to get arrested. We talked about beheadings, and we talked about...
ammo.
Science, right? That's bad now, right? Or something. And we talked about ammunition in forts and words like that. And I'm sure the NSA has picked this up, and I'm sure they'll be
already. Yeah, they've already found out about it.
Yeah, they'll be knocking on your door anytime soon. So yeah, so exciting news. We're on iTunes.
That's not exciting news. That we were talking about being afraid. That makes me very afraid.
But that's a part
that
of
iTunes actually allowed us onto that website. Makes me very frightened for our future.
Yeah, there's some kind of evaluation process, and they evaluated us, and now we're on iTunes. So it's exciting. You can go to iTunes, and you can go to search in the store, and you can search for Uncomfortable Silence, and there we are.
And you can subscribe.
You can subscribe. You can
be number 14. You might be number 14.
You probably will be number 14. You can review us. If you like the show, you can click on the number of stars that you think that that we deserve, and it's probably 4 or 5. If it's less than 4 or 5, you probably don't want to write a review because it's not worth your time. But if it's 4 or 5, you definitely want to write a little mini review. Yeah, that podcast, right? And then submit that thing, and that would help us out enormously, and we'd appreciate it.
If you really like it, 5 is the best. If you don't like it, 5 is also the best.
That's right.
Just rate 5.
If you,
5 is sort of like a magic, mystical number that really speaks to our whole sort of ethos on the show. So always vote 5, regardless of how you
feel.
Well,
it's 2 different scales. If you love the show, it's on a scale of 0 to 5 where 5 is the best. If
correct.
You hated the show, it's on a scale of 5 to 0 where 5 is the worst.
Correct. So 5 either way is the best way to go.
That's
the simplest choice.
That is the simplest choice. We have an email address, which you can contact us at if you want to for any reason. It's silence@sarcasm.com. And I have a cell phone that can receive text messages. And this is I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it. It can receive text messages, and it can receive phone calls and voicemails.
And you really want to allow people to call you constantly?
They can. I mean,
all 13 people to call you.
And that number is 989-217-8660.
Call him all the time.
So, you know, feel free to send a text message if there's anything you want to tell us. Or email us. We'll both see or talk about all of those things. So
we'll talk about what you want to talk about as opposed to just what we want to talk about constantly.
Well, no, there's no – don't promise things you can't deliver.
I can deliver if somebody tells me that they want me to talk about,
right.
You know.
So yeah, feel free
more
to
about your personal goals and wishes. Then I will talk about your personal goals and wishes.
Yeah, so feel free to do that if that's the type of thing that you like to do. And
if it's dumb, I won't do it.
Okay. Okay. Well, this wraps up number 2, right?
Wraps up podcast number 2. We will see everybody next week for Uncomfortable Silence podcast number 3.
What are the odds on that? What do you think?
I think they're actually pretty slim. slim to none. 3%.
Two shows we're out or something like that.
Two shows and that's that.
Yeah. No, I think we'll be back for 3.
We'll give it a shot. We'll see if we can do it.
Okay.